Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like The Florida Project. My name is Jason. Back from the left coast is Will. Forgot your name there for a second.
Yeah. I eat nothing but avocado now.
Ah, yes.
That's it.
And next to us is Michael.
Hey, party animals.
What?
I'm trying a new catchphrase.
It's a good one. I like that one. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. On the Disney Classics series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of The Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news, and we'll get up close and personal in tonight's main topic entitled At Disneyland, An Evening with William P. Dunn.
That's not my name.
Yeah, but we just watched the Michael J. Fox. Doco on wherever, it doesn't matter.
Apple.
Yep. Called Still.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Alex P. Keaton in there.
Right.
P is classy.
All right.
So, William P. Dunn. All that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small, small,
small topics. All right. Today was a big day in the year for me. This is always a big day. It is the first time I spot the Reese's eggs out in the wild. Generally, Target has them first. So I was able to unite all four of the specialty Reese's for the year. And this is pumpkins, trees, hearts, and eggs. Okay. So what's a little thing that makes you happy that no one else would appreciate?
That no one would appreciate?
Well,
you know, in general, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, because currently I can't think of one that no one else would appreciate.
Yeah, just like a silly little thing that you, that makes you happy, but it's like very small. Not like, I don't know, goodwill towards men or whatever.
Yeah, no thanks. Well, the weather has turned cold over the last few weeks here, but it's going to be 60 again next week or whatever. Doesn't matter. It feels like chilly weather, and I like, and cold weather. Bundling up to go to the grocery store to go get the stuff to make the chili early in the morning and then messing with it all day until you don't have to. And then you just sit it and forget, set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sit in front of the fire, have that smell.
Tinker with your chili.
Mm-hmm. And then just watch some movies. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. It's a good one.
I dare you to do better.
It'll be 16 degrees tomorrow, so that might be good chili weather.
Yeah.
Michael?
I have a little one. Is if I ever look at the clock and it's 12:34, just makes me smile.
Yeah.
Whether it's 12:34 a.m. or p.m.
I like guessing the right time. And it's a little thrill. I don't know why. I vividly remember doing it the other night after coming back from the airport. Like, is it time change?
And you're in a different time zone.
Long day. I was carrying my luggage down the steps, about to, and I go, I think it's about 9:17.
That's very specific.
It was like 9:22. I'm like, that's close enough.
That's close.
I'm good.
All right. The Emmys did some neat cast reunions of old TV shows this year. They included Cheers, Martin, and Ally McBeal, among others. What's a cast from a classic TV show you'd like to see reunited? I'll go first. Mine is Married with Children.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't seen them together anymore. What's Bud doing?
Yeah, I don't know what Bud's doing.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not like crazy.
It was nice to see Christina Applegate at the Emmys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's having a good time.
Yeah. I feel like 90s is now the classic shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get the Friends together at the Emmys to honor Matthew Perry next year, maybe?
I don't think you can get them together again.
Well, you, yeah.
You know? Like, I think that it would be too sad.
We could.
So, like, we can get a Seinfeld reunion.
Well, luckily they just had the Friends reunion a couple years ago.
I think in a couple of years you can have a celebration where people will be happy to see everybody again.
I suppose.
I would like, you know, I'd obviously like to see the Office people back together again, but that's not classic enough, I don't think.
Could be.
And a lot of your 80s sitcoms have problematic characters that you can't bring back.
Yeah. But it would be nice to get a most of the Huxtables reunion.
Yeah, but see, no.
Although some of them.
No, just no. Yeah. Let's just not. No, thank you.
Living Single?
That's not a classic TV show.
Kind of no. Yes, it was, actually. It was also snubbed like your Martins for your Emmys, and then they made Friends because of it.
Well, Friends was better. Stop it. I watched Living Single for a while. Friends was better. It had better writing.
All right, let's go back to Living Single.
Okay.
Michael, can you purchase all of Living Single for me, please?
This is hard because all the shows I keep thinking about, there's someone that's not around anymore.
Yeah. Or it's fine. They or they're doing reboots. Like I was like, oh, Frasier.
It would be cool to see the whole Frasier cast, but Martin's not there. So
yeah, but I mean, they didn't do the whole Cheers cast.
That's true.
Even though... Like, even the ones that were alive, it's like, no, we don't need to do the
whole thing. Not coming.
He's busy.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go with Star Trek Deep Space Nine, even though, sadly, some of them are no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the captain's crazy.
Maybe.
He's a little crazy. Watch some interviews. He's a little crazy. He is out there, man.
He was always out there.
I didn't know that.
No, just even his acting was just, okay. Those are some choices.
Don't speak ill of the possibly crazy.
Because they'll find out where you are and come get you.
All right.
But I just like that cast. Yeah, they had good chemistry.
Yeah. Who was yours? The Office? Or are you still thinking?
What did I say? The Office. No, I said something before that.
Nothing.
I did.
Friends?
Friends.
It's too soon for Friends.
In like 2 years.
Too soon.
But Seinfeld would be fine, I guess. Even though they're talking about doing another reunion. Problem is, they're doing reboots of everything now, so none of this matters anymore.
Yeah, I would say Community, but they're going to make a movie.
West Wing, there's always a possibility.
Oh, yeah, the West Wing they could do.
Yeah. But we just saw, they did a reunion two or three years ago.
Well, same with Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not at the Emmys.
What was the West Wing reunion?
They did that that reading during COVID.
Oh, the Zoom thing?
Yeah.
The Zoom things don't
count. It wasn't Zoom. It was, they did a live-to-tape reading of one of the scripts.
I'm going to change mine to Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
COVID thing reminded me of them all being together, sort of.
All right. Finally, Will just got back from a trip to California, and Michael and I are headed to Europe soon. What's your favorite thing about long trips on airplanes?
Nothing. I'll go first. Nothing.
Nothing at all? There has to be something.
I want to get off the stupid plane. My foot really hurt on the way out there for some reason. The way I was sitting, you know, coach, obviously. Like,
yeah.
I'm not made of money.
Yeah.
And then I had my carry-on under the seat. Once I finally wedged my foot up under there and kept stretching out the other leg and popping my knee about once a half hour, then it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing. I hate flying that long. I want to get off the plane.
There's no bright side or silver lining.
No.
You like the Biscoff cookies?
They're fine. I do like the Biscoff cookies.
There you go. That's fine.
But no, that's not my.
But they're a special plain treat. I've bought them at
Publix before.
But you shouldn't.
They're not as good. They're so good with coffee though.
Yeah.
Actually. And I'm not drinking the coffee on the plane. I'm not a crazy person.
You could drink coffee.
No, you're not supposed to drink the coffee on the plane. It's fine. That water's not good.
Fine.
I mean, they boil it.
It's potable water.
Don't drink it. It's bad for
potable.
You. It's bad for you.
Potable.
You'll get syphilis.
Potable syphilis.
Or the scoots.
Or the scoots.
Well, okay. to be mildly positive, I will watch movies that I would obviously never otherwise watch.
Yeah, that's a good one. I revisited Avatar on a plane and it was lovely. Michael?
You have to have a long flight to watch sometimes.
I was going to say getting off the plane because I like finally getting arriving after all the airport stuff and all the flight. But to be more positive, I will say that I love the music that I listen to when we take off because it's fun to like, synchronize your soundtrack to take off like the Jurassic Park theme when you're taking off. Dun, 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 dun.
That's classic.
I don't think I do that.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's exciting.
I listened to the drunk guy just yammer at my ear off on the way up in California. I don't look forward to getting off the plane that way because it's a pain in the butt to get off the plane, too, with all these people hovering over you.
Like to get off the plane.
The hovering. Why do we have to hover? Like,
just people are stretching out. They're standing up.
Ugh. Now, I do appreciate when somebody clearly has a connecting flight and they're being late for it, and then they go. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
But this lady next to me basically had her bag in my shoulder.
Oh.
Like, and I'm like, I'm not getting up yet because we're like row 30. They're not going to get to us for a bit.
We got a while.
Whatever.
Mine is I like to order a cocktail on a plane. And I don't generally order cocktails very often. But I love a cocktail on a plane, especially on a business trip.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies, got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah. We all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I got to lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Do you ask for the whole can or the whole bottle, I guess?
Well, they always give you the whole bottle. Sometimes they give you two. Sometimes they slip you another one. And then often, at least maybe on Southwest mostly, they didn't charge you. They just would forget to charge you.
Oh, they'll get you on Delta. Don't worry about that.
I've hit the jackpot on Delta too. If they're bringing around the cart, selling food and stuff, they're going to charge you, but...
My flight also didn't have either way. I had the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And I was getting used to having the good Wi-Fi on Delta the last few flights before that. This older plane.
Yeah. I don't think our flight has Wi-Fi.
It had the Wi-Fi to pay to get the Wi-Fi.
The GoGo in-flight?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Switch to T-Mobile and you can get free GoGo in-flight.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
They used to.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not in marketing.
I don't work in a store. I don't know. You want to use a slightly different API from the one that you're currently using? The data model changed a little bit. I can help you there.
I like getting there. Once we're
That's what mine was, the getting off the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then that reminded me the getting off the plane is a pain in the butt too.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, I'm going to quit complaining. It wasn't a bad flight, but
These peanuts. It's like one peanut.
Someone had a peanut allergy they announced on the flight, so no. No peanuts.
Someone throw a fit?
I have no idea. They just announced it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for small topics. I'll announce that.
I got another grievance. Why do they spend so much money on these and changing these like in-flight, like pre-flight videos all the time? Like every time I'm on a plane, it feels like it's different.
Yeah.
They spend too much money on that. Use the one they did last year. I think it's the same stuff.
It's more for the people who are on a flight every week.
Then they're not paying attention.
You're not the Delta.
They
audience.
Don't need to do it yearly. They really don't.
You're the country mouse who flies every once in a while.
Save some money, Delta. I'm just saying.
They're doing fine.
In fact, just have the flight attendants do it. Show the little thing and the seatbelt and the thing, and then we're good to go.
Like a skit?
Yeah.
They do it.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
They just don't say it.
At Star Tours, I got reminded of the Delta thing again.
All right. That's it for small topics before Will
and
complains about another thing.
Oh, just you wait.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics.
You're welcome.
I didn't like them.
They stink.
The critic.
Oh, there's one. I want the critic.
It'll just be John Lovitz.
Exactly.
I'm sure Dan Casanella was on there.
Yeah, probably. They had to have other voices, right?
And Hank Azaria.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
He was
on
Friends.
All the Simpsons cast out there on the Emmys. Why not?
Do that They're then. Out there every week still.
I know.
they don't need to be reunited.
Yeah. Season 35.
They get reunited every day at work.
Don't they just, you know, it's mostly AI now anyway. They record for like half an hour a year, and that's six more seasons right there.
If it were AI, then Marge wouldn't sound like she's 3 million years old.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not nice, but it's true. Oh,
that's not nice.
News. Here are three news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World. Number one. Details released for the 2024 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. So while Epcot's International Festival of the Arts has already begun, Disney has released the first details for their next festival. The 2024 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival will take place starting February 28th and run through May 27th, 2024. This is much shorter than the last couple of years, with last year's festival running about 30 days longer from March 1st through July 5th.
Do we know when Food and Wine is starting? May 28th?
Not yet, but it's usually in August, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But maybe it's been July. I don't remember.
Maybe there's a new summer festival.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Festival of the Sweat.
Epcot. Sun's out, guns out. Fest.
It's different flavors.
All tank tops.
Water from around the world.
So there will be some new topiaries. At the park's main entrance, there will be characters from the Walt Disney Animation Studios film Wish, including Asha, Valentino, and the Wishing Star with his little mustache, probably.
I love that little star.
She's acting inconspicuous. That was great.
And near Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, there will be a new topiary of Groot.
Mm. See, that's easy right there. You got to do that one.
Yeah.
The Garden Rocks concert series will return with some new acts, as well as the outdoor kitchens and scavenger hunts. And of course, there will be new merchandise, which you can see online already.
For those of you unfamiliar with Groot, he's a tree man. So it's frankly taken a long time, too long for them to make a tree man, a tree out of a tree man.
Well, they've been growing it this whole time.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing, Splash Mountain has been growing into Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, nice.
Which brings us to number two. Reporters get a sneak peek at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So as Imagineers race toward the finish line with Tiana's Bayou Adventure, reporters got an inside look of the progress with an on-site hard hat tour. And one such reporter is Mike Scott from NOLA.com.
Michael Scott?
Well, this said Mike Scott, so.
Oh, maybe he goes by Mike now.
Prison Mike. Prison Mike Scott.
WG Magic had listed some takeaways from this article about the tour. I tried to read it, but it was behind a paywall.
Oh. Thanks, Mike.
The re-theme starts from the ride queue area with storytelling elements integrated throughout. A mural by Malika Favorite and various New Orleans-inspired artistic touches are featured. The first floor of the barn that was the entrance to Splash Mountain now houses the main offices of Tiana's food business. The attraction includes soundscape with New Orleans music, scents like beignets, and contributions from local artists and musicians like Terrence Blanchard, Daryl Reeves, PJ Morton, and the Chase family. In the outdoor queue, speakers will broadcast an old-timey radio show featuring reimagined New Orleans classics.
Nice, classic.
I can already hear that like in my head, like what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ride maintains the same track and ride vehicles as Splash Mountain, but incorporates new elements like native Louisiana flora, animatronic swamp animals, and scenes involving Tiana and other characters from the movie. The loading area where guests board the ride vehicles includes cranes hoisting pallets of crates marked Tiana's Foods, reinforcing the notion that it is a working food operation, which Tiana founded after the events of the Princess and the Frog movie. The attraction uses advanced animatronics similar to those in Hong Kong Disneyland's World of Frozen, meaning we should see real physical faces, not projections. Tiana will make multiple appearances, seeking guests' help to find a missing element for a Mardi Gras celebration she's planning.
Beads. Do you think it's beads?
It's probably not beads.
Maybe like a magic potion?
It's gumbo.
From the other side?
Maybe it's a... No. Or a baby.
What?
Huh?
Like the little baby in
like
the cake?
Like the little baby in the cake.
Yeah, all right.
And then at the end, they give everybody a piece of king cake.
They're not.
And if you get the baby and the king cake, then you have to make a Splash Mountain next year.
Oh, man.
While much of the interior architecture will be retained from Splash Mountain, new additions have been made. And according to Walt Disney Imagineering, the tree trunk from the old attraction was removed to accommodate new elements. So they did not show them the end of the attraction, nor the laughing place scene from Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to spoil some surprises that are coming.
Mm.
I will also say, from having been to Walt Disney World in mid-December to Disneyland in mid-January, our outside version appears to be further along than theirs. Yeah. We already have some flowers up at the top of the
yeah, they're not messing around with the Splash Mountain.
Well, theirs didn't close until
they're lazy.
There was like a delay with theirs, I think.
I mean, they did announce it a million years ago, but still.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Well, speaking of a million years, it has not been a million years since Walt Disney World released a pass holder magnet.
Seems like it. Mine's getting a little old.
Well, they have teased
it. It's not. You got it like a month ago.
I'm held them with the transition.
That's not true, though.
It's give and take.
You're lying.
I'm riffing.
You're lying.
It's a riff. Mm. It's a bit.
It's a good one, too.
I forgot where I was going with it. So number three.
Magnets.
Old magnets.
Magnetism.
Walt Disney World teases new pass holder magnet. So Disney has announced that a new Walt Disney World annual pass holder magnet is releasing soon, and they dropped some hints about what the new design will feature with a new video. The video pretty much confirms that the magnet will be Moana themed, but as to which character it is, we will have to wait until it is announced and or released.
I feel like it has to be Maui or like the pig.
Or Hey Hey.
Yeah, or Hey Hey.
I don't know why.
What was the pig's name? Pua?
Pua was barely in that movie. Well, right? Hey Hey is the one that was on the raft the whole time, right?
No, Pua was in the movie more and funnier and was on the raft. Hey Hey was not, I think.
No, Hey Hey is the bird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the bird was on there the whole time. I don't think the pig was even on the raft.
No, he was at the beginning, and they may have eaten him at the end. I can't remember.
Oh.
Mm, dark.
I think we need to watch Moana again. Michael, turn the microphones off. It's time to watch Moana.
Away, away.
Hop, manamana.
And that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael.
Thank you. It was a slow news week.
Did you miss someone saying that last week? See any validations?
I think Jason said it.
He better have.
I did say it.
He better have.
I did.
Good. God. I should have called in just to say that. You should have told me when you were recording and have a garbled, like I'm on like Big Thunder. How soon good news, Michael?
I just passed mile marker 3 on my run. I just wanted to call in.
When did you record? Was it like Friday night, like normal?
No, it was Sunday, like early afternoon.
Yeah.
Could have been. Yeah. I was probably asleep, actually, or trying to fall asleep after the race.
It would have been what? One? No, noon. We got home at, yeah, so like 9 o'clock.
Oh, I was still on the race course. Yeah. Hey, Will, don't talk to me. I'm dying.
How you feeling right now, Will?
Shut up. I'm not answering the phone is what I'm not doing.
What if we put just a microphone on you the whole time?
Oh, that would have been awful. And then just... I'm so tired of this. I'm tired of this.
Boring.
I hate it. I'll get to it.
Are you burning up the course, Will?
Click. It's a shame you can't have the satisfying hang up on anybody anymore where you can like slam the actual like handset down. Watching some Cheers on the plane. It seems so satisfying when they hang up on
yourself
somebody.
Out.
Yeah. Ding. Anywho.
Yeah, we had that period of time where you could fold them clothes.
Yeah, that was also sad. Yeah. Now
it's nothing.
Tap.
Today's topic is at Disneyland, an evening with William P. Dunn. I'm going to need some classical or some classy music here.
I need a pipe too.
Here's a pipe.
I thought you were about to go into the Game of Thrones. See, it's close.
All right. So Will, like we said, just got back from Disneyland. For the big return of the Run Disney race. So we're going to get a good old fashioned trip report. Yes, folks, that's two trip reports in a row.
Is that what we're doing next time?
No, that's what we did last time. It was a treat yourself.
Oh, that I didn't listen.
At Walt Disney World. and then we'll be off for a week. Maybe two.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll be off for 2 weeks.
We'll be off for 2 weeks. And then you'll get another trip report for Disneyland Paris. So three different parks right in a row.
That's crazy. Yeah. You don't get this from every podcast.
You don't.
Especially like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. They don't talk about this.
No, they very rarely talk about going to Disney.
They do talk about
it. They do talk about it.
But it's rare.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay. If you thought Will's trip to Disneyland was good...
All right, I will now take it away, if that's all right with you.
No, it's not all right. First off...
What do you want to talk about?
I'm going to need some statistics.
Statistics?
Yeah. How many days were you in Disneyland parks?
One Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Five.
5 days. Yes. And in those five days...
5 day park hopper ticket.
Okay.
Did not pre-purchase Genie Plus, because we didn't use it every day.
Huh. Okay.
So smart.
Yeah. We can talk about that later. The real important stat is in those 5 days,
yeah.
How many corn dogs did you have?
Two total.
That's
now do
I'm disappointed.
Do I get extra credit if one was before 10 a.m.?
No. Because it's 2 o'clock.
I'd already been there like 3 days at that point.
Yeah, but your stomach still is.
No, it was breakfast corn dog.
Well, that's fine.
And it was spicy.
But you don't get extra points for that.
I get extra points because it was spicy. Okay,
maybe you get extra points because it was before 10, but you also lose dozens of points because you only got two and you were there for 5 days.
I had it with coffee.
Did you get the pickle corn dog?
No.
The corn pickle dog. Did you see it?
So...
Did you see somebody with it?
No. Okay. But it's not in the park. That's the problem. If it had been in the park, I probably would have gotten it.
Yeah.
It's in downtown Disney, and I'm not exactly sure where. We sort of know where it is, but I looked and didn't see it on the menu.
And it's just a big pickle that they corn dog, right?
Well, there's a hot dog in the middle of the pickle.
Okay. That's what it should be.
It's a hot dog with a pickle around it with the corn dog around that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds delicious.
So weird.
It looked gross.
Yeah, it looked gross.
Well, you can try it when it comes to the boardwalk.
It's not going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not?
Oh, they're closing down a restaurant at the boardwalk, Stony River or Stony Point.
I didn't know that place existed.
I didn't either, but I saw read that
today. Big River, I think was it?
Big River.
Yeah, Big River.
So it was like, sorry, it had a... somebody had posted the email, I guess, from the GM that the restaurant was closing down on some day and they were all being fired and they could come and do cleanup if they wanted to for whatever. And they were giving away bonuses for people who stayed on. Oh. But anyway, so down at the bottom of the stationery, it was like all these, you know, kind of nicer restaurants like your Stony River Steaks and your J. Alexander's or J. Christopher's or something, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like not nice restaurants, but mid level.
Oh, not, but and not mid.
Crystals.
Hey, crystals.
All right. So
nice.
That is the corn dog situation is all I care about. So right. I'm going to check out for the rest of this.
Okay.
We'll take over. Michael, engage him in conversation.
I'm very interested.
Okay.
About corn dogs?
No.
About what do you want to know first? Would you like me to just go by the outline I have here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Where did you fly to?
Pilgrim.
John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Not a city, Orange County. I love that it's Orange County.
The OC.
The OC. But I feel like last time I went, I saw the John Wayne statue, but this time I didn't see it.
Oh, that's
a
shame.
We got dropped off at a different place. I feel like it's like right in the middle there somewhere.
Did they take it down because it was problematic?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I don't even know that they took it down. I just didn't see it.
Mm.
So we flew out Wednesday evening and then flew back Tuesday noonish. So it was a long trip, actually.
I hate the flight back. You just lose the whole day.
Yeah, it really. And it was delayed. And it was just like, well, here we are. And then taking an Uber after, it was just a whole thing. Like, and it was, got back and it was like 12 degrees here, like walking up the jet ramp and you could see your breath. I was like, uh-oh. I mean, I knew it was coming, but like, oh, that's jarring. And then waiting for the Uber was kind of chilly, but it was fine. Made it. The interesting thing about the flight out was they never turned the lights off. I told Jason this earlier tonight, but we flew out at 8:30 Eastern, which means we got there around, 1 a.m. Eastern-ish, right?
Yep.
And or there, 10 p.m. They never turned the lights out. I could have dozed off.
Yeah, they should.
They had that blue hue on the whole time, and it fluctuated between red and blue. And I was like, that's weird. I went with a friend, official prince. What do we call Alex?
British princess.
Yeah. Anyway, she was there, and I asked her, and she's like, "I don't know. It's a set thing." I was like, "Well, that's not interesting." She works for Delta, so
I guess it's a compromise between lights on and lights off to have, a soft color.
Yeah,
that's not her department.
She don't care about the lights.
Yeah,
she's keeping the engines and stuff.
Yeah, the plane.
She's real smart.
The plane stayed in the air for as long as we needed it to, and it landed safely. So
she understands aerodynamics.
Now, they did have bag issues. Like, it was completely full there and back. So it was like, you better get on the flight earlier. We're checking your bag. Like, that's it. Your carry-on's not making it. Like, just about halfway through.
So I don't understand how that's, like, such a bad thing. Because then you got to avoid the whole checking your bag at the start. They just take it, and then it'll be there for you when you get off. That's convenient.
Or you could have delayed bags like we had on the way back.
Oh yeah,
it was the flight back was fine. It was just long and delayed, and then the bags came out very slowly.
Oh yeah,
like Alex had
not checked. Like they had to bring them to you.
No. Alex had two bags. Hers was there when we got to the carousel. Her second bag got there. Mine got there like 10 minutes later, and the third one got there like 5 minutes after that.
Yeah.
So it was just like, we're getting there. It's cold. I get it.
Yeah. It's like carrying on and having it with you is like fast pass for the airport. So
yeah,
I think a lot of people like to get home and be like, yeah, I didn't even break my stride from between the plane and my car.
It happens. Yeah. I'm not that interested in that. I'm a bag checker.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Took an Uber to where we stayed pretty late at night. Like, we got there, we finally were going to bed around midnight or close to midnight Pacific.
Aren't you glad you stayed there?
So we stayed at the Tropicana Inn and Suites. And if you're familiar with Disneyland, it's on South Harbor, which is that right-hand side where there's a billion hotels.
And a monorail.
And a monorail, like right across it. Like outside on the balcony, I could see the monorail and the top of the Space Mountain, excuse me. We were right across Harbor Boulevard from Space Mountain.
Nice.
I did it took 28 trips, but I finally tracked it on my Apple Watch, and it was 0.32 miles from the door to the gate to Disneyland, which is the closest I've ever stayed to a Disney park.
That's great.
So that was good. It was fine. Like, it was expensive, but that's what you pay for there, for proximity. Like, they had plenty of towels, plenty of hot water. The place was clean. It was fine.
Our preferred hotel is the Disneyland Hotel. So
the one you've only stayed at one time,
this Tropicana Hotel. I don't know her. Yeah.
Even though you stay at Marriott's or whatever.
Yeah.
This is in other
cities. This is in Disneyland. We only stay.
This is inside baseball, but Jason was saying this earlier. Michael's like, we only stayed there one time. No,
nope. That is our preferred hotel. And that's where we stay. The official hotel of the McMarfield Disneyland.
So the good thing for us with the time change and everything, like, we went right to sleep getting there, and it's been a long day, really tired. And it was so late that we didn't even sleep that, like, we slept an appropriate amount of time for the time zone we were in. We got up around like 6:37 a.m. Like that, because we went to bed so late. And so it was like, well, let's go get some breakfast and then we'll go to the expo and get all our run stuff and do everything, right? So what was good about staying on South Harbor was, like, right next door, there was our hotel and then another hotel and then a McDonald's. Didn't do that, but did it the next morning. It was lovely. I walked out, like, while Alex was getting ready, got McDonald's and came back within like 5 minutes. It was awesome. This morning we're like, well, we really didn't have a plan. We just wanted to get something to eat. We even thought about going into Disneyland and just getting like a Jolly Holiday or Starbucks and then coming back out. But our tickets hadn't done the picture thing, hadn't done any of that stuff yet.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, well, let's look and see what they have at the Disneyland Hotel. They're preferred the official destination and lodging of the McMarfields.
Yes.
So they had like a place called the Coffee House and something else. And then the Tangaroa Terrace out there in the middle next to the pool. And I'm like, oh, that looks cool. Looks like a Kona Cafe type menu.
Oh, yeah. We've been there. Yeah. It's next to the
Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's, which we never did make it back out there. We kept meaning to and just didn't.
Yeah, we did because we only stay there.
Yes. But it's on the virtual wait list there, which is really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
We just didn't make it back out there. So we ate breakfast there and it was really, really good. Like, they had heaters outside. It was chilly and we mobile ordered. So, like, they put in a little bag instead of getting the nice plates, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really good, a Loco Moco burrito, which is like, I get the Loco Moco last time I was at Kona Cafe, which is like the rice, the beef, the runny egg, and, some other sauce.
Okay.
It was really good. Oh. It was a good way to start. First grievance.
Okay.
First of not many, honestly, like three.
Okay.
Tops. And this is a minor one. The signage could be better about everything out there for the Run Disney stuff. Now, granted, they hadn't done a race since 2017, which was a year after I started doing the Run Disney races. And I always said, if they bring back Disneyland races, I'm going to do it. I didn't know it would be 7 years.
I didn't realize you started in 2016.
Yeah. So you were there. You did the Star Wars.
Just seems like so much longer, further back.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll do one. And so if Alex had not been with me, even looking at the virtual whatever thing they give you, it's hard. They didn't put a map in there to tell you where the actual expo. They said the expo is at the Disneyland Hotel Convention Center.
Okay.
Cool. Where's that?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. We're at Tangaroa Terrace. And then it's like, ask a cast member. And I've heard this. Like, oh, I don't know.
It's not here.
Yeah.
It's not here in the Tangaroa Terrace.
We made it over there. We were fine. Alex knew where she was going, but then they didn't tell you, well, everything's upstairs. Oh, okay. Like, everybody's going upstairs, but you don't know that. Like, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So I will say the differences there between ours and theirs, it's obviously a lot smaller place. Like, the convention center at Disneyland Hotel is nowhere near as big as the ESPN Wild World of Sports. So the actual expo had way fewer vendors and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Half the whole thing was their official Run Disney merch.
Yep.
Which it was probably about the same size as ours, like and amount of stuff. And they have a virtual queue on day one, which they do at Disney World too. That was all super easy, just like it is at Disney World. Get all that done. The lines to get your bib and everything were actually a lot shorter because I don't think there are as many people doing these races.
Yeah.
So everything went off smoothly. They had some pre-purchased items. I'd bought the little pin package because it gives you a little fake metal and something. That's great. Mm-hmm. Did all that. That was easy. The only issue is like getting out of there. They don't want you to just go out those big, massive 28 doors that line the convention center. You have to go back out front.
Oh.
And I don't know why.
Weird.
That's what they said. I don't know. They also had a Percy Jackson and the Olympians photo op.
Oh, nice.
Nobody was doing
it. Oh, that's sad because that's a good show.
Yeah. I want to give it a try.
It's a good show. It's good.
We said that and like, oh, nobody's here. Yeah, but we want to get back to the hotel because we want to go to Disneyland. You know, it was like,
yeah,
because you know, we'd already walked past Disneyland and California Adventure to get here. And it's like, we have tickets. Can we just go? So we walked back to the hotel and put all our stuff down and then finally went over to Disneyland. And then Alex had bought the tickets for both of us and had them on her phone. Like, and then we still couldn't fit, like, we could have figured it out, but it's not as super easy to be friends with other people on the Disneyland app as it is the Walt Disney World app, where you can make, like, I don't even know if you can do it, where you can make reservations for other people and have, unless you're a magic key holder, that type thing. Anyway, the tickets were on her phone the whole time. So I was like chained to her. Like, so they take the picture on the iPhone or whatever, and then they just look at it, her phone, and then she scans it twice and shows both of our pictures, and then there we go. So it was just funny. It was like going to Disney World with Michael, where I don't have to do anything. So I couldn't do the Genie Plus. I couldn't do anything else. So Alex was always, we split it up. She was always in charge of, if we did Genie Plus, attractions. You're in charge. You got it. I was in charge of dining and any whatever else. Like, she's like, do you want, I'm like, you're in charge. Like, I've done everything here. So whatever's next, whatever looks appropriate.
Not everything. You haven't done regular Haunted Mansion.
Why do you gotta? Well, now there's grievance number two. I've only gone to Disneyland during holiday period. So I've seen Haunted Holiday 3 times and I hate that stupid movie.
Yeah.
Hate's a strong word. I loathe. No, it's fine. One thing I did notice that, like, from the last couple of times I went to Disneyland, it was different. There were way more of us, like the tourist people, than the locals, at least until the weekend. Because Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were slammed because it was also a holiday weekend, a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, and Run Disney. But Thursday and Friday, we had the run of the place. And it was a lot of people that did the Run Disney marathon weekend at Walt Disney World the weekend before. Heard a lot of complaints of like, oh, why did they schedule this back to back? But we did it. I'm like, well, you didn't have to. I didn't do it. But you know, it's also a cult, Run Disney. So,
yeah. And they have to do it during the off season anyway. So,
yeah. So, the first, you will be happy. The first thing we did when we got in there was get a corn dog.
Good.
Because it was lunchtime.
Good.
But the Little Red Wagon had a long line and a long virtual queue. Mobile order. So we went to the one in Frontierland.
Yeah.
No wait.
That right Frontierland there. One?
It's the same gym. Corn dogs.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, maybe like if it's your first time and the red cart line's not too long, get it from the red cart. But after that, for hot dogs number 7 and 8 on your
corn dogs.
Yeah, corn dogs number 7 and 8 on your, I guess, third day probably. Get them from Frontierland, man.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
We had another one in California Adventure. Couple days later, it was great for breakfast, like I said, with coffee. It was awesome.
Where in California Adventure?
Not Award Wieners, which is over there across next to Monsters Inc. It was in Pixar Pier over on that side.
Right.
On the right side, like right past Little Mermaid over there. So the first thing we did, which I thought was appropriate, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And every time I've been on that ride out there, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my hottest take of anything. There is nothing better besides distance from my house that makes our pirates better than theirs.
I will say one thing.
Yeah, I disagree.
Please tell me.
I have a hard disagree.
But it's not to argue. Just I was thinking about this when you said that the other day.
Yeah.
I like the queue at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, the queue at Walt Disney World.
We're going through like the pirate jail and
And even the back and forth part is like much bigger. And covered. The one at Disneyland is like, you guys all get in this small quad area but in the bright sunshine.
The line wasn't very long. The sunshine was bright, but it wasn't hot. We got to people watch outside at Disneyland and saw people up at Club 33.
Yeah.
I will just counter with that.
Was there a Jack Sparrow?
In the ride? Yeah, he's there.
No, like hanging out in the queue. When we were there before, there was like a Jack Sparrow on the stairs, like just entertaining.
Yeah, people. I think the redhead came out at some point too.
Yeah, they did like a little
I ran
skit.
Behind the redhead a lot. Someone dressed up as the redhead, and then she finally surpassed me.
Took off.
Yeah. Well, after about mile 9, I wasn't keeping up with her pace anymore, and she jingled every time she ran. That's just she had little bells on.
Did you say bring us the redhead?
No, yeah. I didn't say. I was just not saying anything because I was having a hard time breathing. You know. But I love it. It's great. Every time I'm on it, I forget how long it is.
That's too. So good. Yeah.
I mean, it's really great. Good. The caves are amazing. Yeah.
Blue Bayou was closed, so that wasn't even an option. They had it boarded up and everything.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
On like the inside?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Haunted Holiday did that. You know, just, it's fine.
What do you mean boarded up? They had like construction walls up?
So yes, you couldn't see it? Some.
Or was it like abandoned boarded up?
No. Yeah, there were what are those?
Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds, yeah, flowing through there.
Ripped cloth blowing in the wind, yes, for some reason.
Animatronic tumbleweeds, yeah. Actually. They turn into pirates when you turn the corner. Actually, whatever tumbleweeds are before they, you know, become tumbleweeds. I don't know.
Maitre d's animatronic with half of its face missing.
Oh, this is a Westworld.
Isn't it?
No.
You don't know.
I do. You don't way know. Less nudity.
The happiest place on earth.
The happiest.
Not place no on nudity. Less nudity.
Also, by the way, I enjoyed it. It was the happiest race on earth. That was cute. And again, a lot of this is going to be out of order, but you, like, you know, only Alex would know this is out of order. This is just how I thought of things. We did Genie Plus that day. No, we didn't do Genie Plus that day because we were only there half a day. So we're just kind of seeing what wait times aren't bad. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that, you know? So we went around, I think we did Rise of the Resistance because they had a cheap, Lightning Lane,
yeah,
that afternoon. And then we went around to Toontown and did their Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And their queue is so cute. Like going through like the eras of Mickey and everything. They're like, here's what Mickey wore during the Sorcerer's Apprentice. And I was like, and it's because it's like a real robe and a real hat and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Smithsonian.
Yeah, they had wardrobe. Fake wardrobe. That was great.
I love that.
And then you get close to the front and they have like, you know, a fake like snack stand and all that. It was just really cute. Yes. I liked it. And the ride is, I assume it's the same. I've never ridden it enough to really know. Like, but it was fine.
Yeah, I think it's the same, right?
I think so. I mean, they talked about having some extra scenes because it's shaped differently.
It might be. I don't know.
I don't remember from watching the ride through if it was really that different.
So. It was largely the same, not, yeah. If not. I mean, exactly. So, and then, you know, we went over, we didn't have, so the only dining reservations we had before we went out there, we canceled actually and did different things. So we snagged a res that day for Carthay Circle for dinner, which is lovely. Great mm-hmm. dinner. So we went over California Adventure and mulled around there for a while before was that dinner.
At night time?
Yeah. So we went over to Avengers Campus just to see it while it was at night. Nothing really was going on, but I was like, oh, because we were just walking around a bit before dinner. Yeah. And it was right there. I was like, it was really cool at night.
Yeah, they have a really cool nighttime lighting package.
Especially the arc reactor out mm-hmm. front and everything. It's how I assume, I haven't seen it at night, how Epcot looks in the middle there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Carthay dinner, it was really, really good. I've eaten there before on a World of Color dining package, but, you know, it was really good. Yeah.
They have Disney-related celebrity wines there. That's all I really remember from it.
You guys got?
We got Kurt Russell's wine. Whose wine did you get?
Fred McMurray.
From?
Who is?
Shaggy Dog, I think.
Shaggy D.A.
Yeah.
The Shaggy Dog, that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And I think they also probably have the Skywalker wines, too, which is great. And I think we were the last people in there eating. We had like an 8 o'clock reservation or something, and people were clearing out.
Yeah.
In fact, the table next to us were all really young people. And I was looking at the menu. I'm like, I mean, this is expensive for us a little bit. I was just saying, good on you, fellas.
Yeah. He was also the absent-minded professor.
Oh, well, there you Sorry. Go. Yeah.
I don't know why that one didn't come to my mind first.
Because you were absent-minded, professor. All right. So Friday was our big parks day, right? We did Genie Plus and we didn't rope drop, but it was close. And we stayed pretty late too.
Yeah.
And we did everything just about, right? Like then the crowds weren't that bad at all. Like you had a lot of 15 to 30 minute waits. Some got up to an hour, but hardly anything.
Did you do the Tiki Room?
No, but I have a thing about that.
Sorry, go ahead.
But didn't do it. So I don't. Do you have a question about that?
Oh, no.
I did just, it out there last time. I just time.
Liked the Tiki Room, and it was nice to be able to get a Dole Whip right outside of it.
Yeah.
Take it in there.
Never got a Dole Whip either this whole time we were there. Just, it was chilly every time we thought about it, and I was like, I don't want any ice cream right now.
Did you break your teeth on any of the other ice cream bars?
No, but Alex
deep
freeze. We were talking about that, and she had never attempted it, and we were sitting, somewhere, I don't know, doesn't matter, having a snack or doing something. These guys sat down next to us. Oh, was it California Adventure?
Uh-huh.
And he opened the Mickey ice cream bar and I saw him. I'm like, oh, buddy, don't. Oh,
ooh, yeah.
He was like, man, this is really frozen. I said,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Need to give it some time.
Cause, and I tapped Alex on the shoulder and said, I told you this yesterday. Look, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Something about these California freezers.
Yeah.
They don't play.
No.
So we did a lot. And the first thing we did that day was, again, snagged a res the day before for a tour. I looked up tours before we went, and there was nothing available. And then there had been some last-minute cancellations. So on Friday morning, we did the Waltz Foot... I don't remember the actual name of it. Like Waltz, In Waltz Footsteps, Main Street Tour. Something with all those words.
Yep. That's cool. I love a Disney tour.
It was great. And basically, it was just taking you up and down Main Street on all the nooks and crannies and trying to get out of the way of people a lot of times.
Yeah.
And just some of the highlights. You know, they talked about the windows. And we had a great tour guide who had worked at Disney in the 60s and early 70s and then taught for like 30 years and then came back to be a tour guide again.
Oh, lovely.
She was awesome. I think her name was Tanya. I gave her a cast compliment on the app.
Very nice.
Little highlights. I don't want to give everything away. If you want to take one of these tours, it was well worth it. But there was like, so you're going
to. How much was it?
I believe we got a discount with the Disney Visa.
Mm-hmm.
$120.
Okay.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was, man, and a free snack and drink at the end. So it talks about, it even talks about the other main streets around the world and everything. And Marceline, Missouri.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Walt's hometown. And pointed out a lot of the windows and some of the stuff, some of the people on the windows I didn't know about, like, you know, some of the stories, which was neat. And then down one of the side streets, there was this brick wall that you would never in a million years notice. But this is where they did brick testing. So there's like, it has different kinds of bricks. And then Walt picked out the kinds he liked. Huh. And they just left that wall there. Huh. I was like, oh, that's
what really did they cool. use the bricks for, do you know?
Like bricks around Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Like, and around Main Street and everything. And they were different, like weathered and shaped. And they just picked out which one they liked. So like,
that's kind of cool.
That was a neat little story. I'm sure there's other stories I forget. But the big main
people
thing.
People should take their pictures with that wall and not that purple wall.
That's absolutely. but the big thing like this, like going on the Keys of the Kingdom tour, you go down in the Utilidors. The big weenie at the end of this one is to go in Walt's apartment above the fire station.
Nice.
Which Walt, if you don't know, Walt and family had an apartment above the fire station when they built Disneyland. And then he didn't live there, but he stayed there a lot and brought the grandkids and everything. And it was awesome. It was tiny.
Yep.
And you couldn't take pictures. Which was interesting.
Oh, boo.
But they brought a photo pass person in and took your pictures next to the lamp, which the lamp is always on if Disneyland is open. And it was, you know, looks out over town square. So the funny thing there is they.
And the history of the lamp is that they would turn it on when Walt was
right
there. Yeah. Like but when Walt was alive.
She didn't mention that, actually. I think there may be some apocryphal type things with these stories.
Well, now it's a spirit, right?
Well, yeah, now it's always on, but
yeah.
Everybody has always said forever that they turned the lamp on when Walt was there so people knew. So the boss is in town.
Yeah. So you get your picture next to the lamp, right? That's nice, photo pass guy. And then he you know, stand together and say, whatever. But then it's, look out the window, and we'll take your picture looking out the window. What's weird there is there are people staring back, like looking up at the window. And so it's like, hey, and then click. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's a lot of they've replaced a lot of the furniture and the furnishings and all this stuff. Cause you know, it's, you know, almost 70 years old now.
Yeah. Is it pink?
Dark red carpet.
Okay. And I was trying to visualize.
Yeah. It's like pink. Turn of the century. It's okay. Like, Carousel of Progress, like that turn of the century. A lot of antiques and everything. And then some of those old board games and stuff are in there. And like
a lot Mousetrap?
No, that should be. And the little kitchenette thing is cool. And there's like some of Lillian's like original dishes and everything and stuff they like to use. All that's really cool. And weirdly, you get to look at the bathroom because people ask, where's the bathroom? Mm-hmm. And it's behind there and it's really small. But it had a shower with like 10 shower heads. That's what Walt wanted.
Oh, weird.
The thing that I noticed was how low to the floor the toilet was. Is just, you know, these super old houses.
Yeah.
Toilets are very small and very close to the floor, which is, that's how I knew the how old our hotel was, because the toilet was very low to the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And after running 13 miles, it was very difficult.
It wasn't a comfort height elongated toilet.
It would also not have, like, you know, flushed 18 billiard balls or whatever they tell you at Home Depot, which I always think is weird. Also, no beds. Two pull-out, like, love seats.
Huh.
Whereas she told a bunch of stories how the grandkids stay there a lot. If Walt and Lily in there with the grandkids are on the floor, like, I mean, honestly, yeah, they're kids, but it's Walt Disney. Bring in a cot or something, at least.
Stay on the floor.
It's smaller than you think it is, too.
I go sleep in the castle.
Where?
I don't know, that
on the floor.
Sleeping Beauty walkthrough.
There's a Disneyland hotel right next door. Anyway, the two best stories there are, you walk backstage and go upstairs to the apartment. And the tour guide told us there were times when the grandkids would sneak out. As you're walking up there, Jungle Cruise is on the other side.
I was just going to ask you about that.
You can hear the cap guns and like the elephants and stuff. They would sometimes go out there and scare the guests. They would sneak, the kids would sneak away and go back there. And like, as the boat were around the corner, they go boo. And
then, funny.
And Walt found it funny.
Yeah.
And then the other story is the firehouse has a light, a fireman's pole, you know. Mm-hmm. But it goes up to the floor. Nothing. It's boarded up. Wasn't always boarded up. Walt wanted one for him and the kids to use the fireman's pole to get out of the
easy apartment. Escape.
Until one day when a guest climbed up the pole and surprised him. And so he's like, yeah, we'll close that off.
People ruin everything.
Yeah.
It also has a
Walt sounds like a fun grandpa.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if he was a fun dad, but he sounds like a great grandpa.
He was America's grandpa.
He was.
Yeah.
They take you out on the veranda and tell more stories. She also made us do like go around the room and talk about your favorite thing of Walt or what he did or anything.
Ooh, what did you say?
I don't remember. I said innovation or some crap. But after 15 people had already said something, it was like, I think we got it.
Yeah,
Tanya.
Let's move on.
Like, but they gave you a free cookie and a free
pass.
Drink. And there was a 12-year-old there, and he was like, I don't know.
Who's Walt Disney?
Yeah.
Can we go see Mickey Mouse?
He should have been like, I really liked it when he was trying to save all that money and fired all those people from the studio.
Oh, and he tried to use scabs with the... yeah. Anyway. So that was great. Highly recommended if you go out there. Like, I didn't even tell you close to all the stories, but it was awesome. And it was great being in the apartment and seeing pictures of Walt in the apartment where you're standing. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. Because you're in his footsteps and that's the whole name of the tour. Some of the stuff that we did that day that was like, and this may be spread out or whatever, new to me at least, never did the Altopia before, did it?
It's much better than ours.
Yeah. It's delightful going through the woods and everything.
Yeah.
The storybook canal boats.
I love that.
It's cute.
Yeah.
And a real tour guide.
We love a miniature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the Pixar Pier rides were new to me because I'd only ever ridden the, what was it called before it was the Incredicoaster?
California Screamin'.
Did that and the big wheel thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, and it's still the same.
The Mickey wheel or whatever.
Everything else is now Pixar. And the Incredicoaster was such a good overlay. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Like,
Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job.
Even did some of the other little rides that I'd never done before, like the actual fair rides and everything, like the swings and the Zeppelin thing or whatever, Zephyrs. It was neat. I enjoyed it.
Did you do the Snow White's Enchanted Wish or whatever at Disneyland Park?
Yes.
Was I really like that? That was neat too, since you were there last.
What was that?
Was it?
Yeah, they redid it. It used to be the
Scary Adventures.
Yeah.
Was it not the same?
No, it wasn't. It was more whimsical. Wasn't so queen focused.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, queen. It seemed the same. Here's how much I remembered it from last time. It seemed the same to me. Web Slingers. Obviously, I've never been to Avengers Campus before.
Yes.
What'd
you think of Web Slingers?
The first time, not so good.
Yeah.
Because we got our glasses, we're going down the ramp, and then we were actually, where we got stopped, I could actually see the control panels. And I saw where it was red. And then the ride stopped and then the work lights came on. I'm like, oh no, that's more red is there.
We're not going to get on this one. Like,
I don't think we're going to make this one. They escorted us out.
Did they give you a fast pass?
Yes. They were supposed to give you one of the universal ones for anything. And they had like extra cast members out there with phones instead of Disney World, it's iPads, but they all had phones doing stuff. We must have picked the wrong guy because he did look a little confused. Because in Alex's app, we did not have the whatever it's called. We had a Genie Plus for the Enchanted Tiki Room. And I was like, that's hilarious. Now, this was also near the end of the night, too. So it was like, you know, we might have snuck in another ride somewhere, you know, whatever. But it's like, that's awesome. People are going to be mad.
Yeah.
But we found it really funny. So we rode it the next day. It was great. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Alex beat me bad on it, but she had been on it before. I didn't, you know, wasn't as good. She taught me a little trick where you don't have to like, you know, do it like you're doing webs. You could just like punch the screen and stuff. And it's the same concept.
Oh, no, you should do it like you're doing webs.
I did.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
But that, you know, I'm just saying. It was fun.
Buy one of the personalized web shooters to upgrade your skills or whatever?
I got to be honest. If I was a Magic Key member, I might.
What's a Magic Key
member? Little annual pass.
Okay.
I might.
Yeah.
Just to be really good at it and get like the high score for the day or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's just those are my initials.
Yeah.
WPD.
Click. Take a picture. Yeah. It was great. I really loved it. Guardians Mission Breakout, also a lot of fun. Pre-show also really cool with a real rocket animatronic.
I got a little hand coming down.
Yeah, I didn't know that was gonna happen. That? Yeah, it was great. And there's a Yeti from the Matterhorn in there too. Before you get on the ride.
Yeah.
We were talking to these other people who had done Run Disney, and I was like, I didn't want to interrupt Alex talking to him. I was like, there's Yeti right up there. But they were really talking, and I was like, okay, I don't want to bother you. Loved it. We rode it a couple times. It was great. Different songs every time. It was awesome. When we came out the first time, there was a Guardians dance party. But it wasn't like the annoying kind.
Mm-hmm.
It was Star-Lord and Gamora doing shtick and then getting people, he was getting people to dance along with him and she was getting annoyed. So it was actually kind of really cute.
Did they look like the characters?
Yeah, enough. It was good enough. So again, out of order, but also in Avengers Campus, I wanted to go over there and they have the times listed for like the Spider-Man swinging thing and the Avengers Assemble thing. So it was, we watched the Spider-Man swinging thing, which was cool. I mean, it's an animatronic
that gets flung
up in the air. And then when he's there, it's like, yeah, that's believable, but his tether kind of takes away from it a little bit, whatever. And so then Spider-Man comes down and does a meet and greet, you know, and goes up and down the line and shaking hands and whatever and fist bumping. And we're like, well, we don't need to stand in line for this. So we just kept walking. As we're walking, we got behind this mother and son, and he was dressed up as Spider-Man, and he may have been three, like tops.
Cute.
And Spider-Man comes and taps him on the shoulder and puts his arm out for a fist bump. And the kid looks scared, not scared, but like, didn't know this was coming. He gave him a fist bump and Spider-Man just moved on. And as he's walking away, he goes, bye, Spider-Man. that was adorable. And then as we're walking that way towards Guardians, the Dora Milaje came out and did like a 10-minute show and bringing people out and doing a whole thing and talking about Wakanda. And Black Panther's up on the catwalk, just watching, and every once in a while,
Black Panther.
And just like nodding and doing the Wakanda Forever thing when they're talking to him. He's like, yeah, I know. It's cool. And then right after that, they did a little thing called Avengers Assemble where Black Widow and Black Panther defeated like the Taskmaster and did like a little action like stunt show. It was great. I was like, well, Avengers Campus is awesome. I love this.
Yeah, love Avengers Campus.
We got a couple of drinks at the PIM Test Kitchen. They had some cool little drinks there. Did not go eat there though. Never did make it. Nor did we get the shawarma from the shawarma stand that they have. But yeah, like I said, we did just a ton of rides that day. That's pretty much what we did. Oh, my last thing about Avengers Campus, the janitorial staff, they wear a Department of Damage Control jackets.
cool.
And we now know damage control in the movies and shows. And they've, you know, talked about them now. I'm like, that is really cool. And that's a deep cut right there. I really, really loved that. We also went to Galaxy's Edge and, you know, largely the same.
Mm-hmm. Extra entrance.
Extra entrance did particularly walk out that entrance, just to say we did.
They have where's the third one?
Frontierland.
Oh, where's the first and the second?
Critter Country, Frontierland, and then towards Fantasyland.
Yeah.
I guess my question isn't where do they go? Where in Galaxy's Edge are the exits?
Well, there's this like
first
a
two
long...
are the same. The
front and the back.
The front and the back are the same. The middle one is right at the droid depot coming out that way, right?
Yeah, I think
you would
so.
Say right okay. past those bathrooms.
Okay.
I think so. Anyway,
near the market and such.
Yeah, that way.
Okay.
So we saw.
Oh, no, not those bathrooms. Those. Okay. Yeah. Yep. I know what you're talking about.
We saw Ahsoka Tano talking to a little kid dressed up as Ahsoka Tano, which
adorable.
Was cool.
I love the kid dressed up like the character and they meet the character.
We saw Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we saw the Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yeah.
And it was pretty awesome.
Did you get a picture with them?
No, I mean, they were being. Not like Disney World swarmed, but Disneyland swarmed. There were like 10 people around. So
Disney World, they had them behind like velvet rope, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was just six deep of a big crowd of people.
We had dinner in San Francisco.
That sucks for Boba Fett too, because like people used to love Boba Fett.
Oh, now it's nobody cares.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. We like new Boba Fett.
Yeah. New Boba Fett and the one with the baby.
Kid. Yeah. We had dinner in San Francisco, which was a brief theme of the whatever they used to call it.
The Wharf?
The Wharf.
The Wharf, I think so, yeah.
Really good ramen. I've had way worse ramen for a lot more money.
Yeah.
Like it was really good.
Yeah, I got when we were there, I kept getting I think it was like corn chowder or something because it was cold.
Yeah.
They had like hot soup in a bread bowl.
Yeah. They still have
sold it.
Yeah.
What was in your ramen? Did you get to pick or was
no,
it?
No, like, it was, yeah, it was just
order this ramen.
It had beef, I know, and like a soft boiled egg and, you know, your regular stuff. Okay. But it was really good on a cold night too. It was fantastic. We finished the night with the worst grievance I have for Disneyland. And I, you know, I'm not going to hate too much. I did play radio with Alex on this in the park. Mickey's Mixed Magic Fireworks Show at Disneyland Park.
Uh-huh.
It is not a spectacular. There are a lot of fireworks. But if
they're like Roman candles.
No, they're really good fireworks. The music was terrible. They had a couple of real songs in there, but mostly it was that everybody get your hands up.
Yeah.
Mickey wants to dance with you or some other garbage.
Oh,
song.
Yeah.
It's like those cavalcade
parade
songs.
Music.
Yes. Mm. And not like Festival of Fantasy parade music, which is good.
Yeah.
Like secondary parade music.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting on Tinkerbell to come out of the Matterhorn and fly down and light the fireworks. And guess what didn't happen? That. Nothing. Mm. Then it was over. And I go, huh.
Boo.
Well, I now feel like those people that hated Harmonious or what, or Enchantment or whatever, but I'm right. This was not good. It was fine.
It was not fine. A kiss goodnight. It was a
get out of here.
Goodnight.
It was it's 3 o'clock, but it's dark. Let's do some fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
There's no death segment.
It would have helped.
You know what this fireworks show needs? A little death.
It was easily the worst thing at Disneyland, except running 13 miles the next day or whatever day it was. Yeah. So like the Saturday before the race, we didn't do much. Honestly, we did all of your like light rides. We did the monorail. I finally got to ride the train, which I'd never done before. Good. We even rode.
What'd you think of the weird Land Before Time scene?
Oh, it was cool. It seemed very throwback and retro.
I like the trellis where it's going around the river.
Yeah.
Like
And
then does a left turn.
Yeah. We even rode the trolley at California Adventure. Like, oh, just cause
well,
it doesn't go
that.
Very far, but it goes down to Monsters Inc. and then turns around.
I feel like I've only seen Newsies on the trolley.
No, you can ride it. And there was this really old man conductor. He was really nice and cute. And he let these little kids come up and ring the bell and they looked so happy.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So we did that kind of stuff, like, and the monorail. And then we watched Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, you know, try to stay off our feet mostly on Saturday.
Yep.
In fact, we never did find a good place to eat dinner. So we ate at this pizza and pasta place in the back of California Adventure called Something in Pixar Pier. It was really good. Giant bowl full of spaghetti for like $10 or whatever. It was great. Perfect. Hmm. Kind of a hidden gem back there. Good pizza, too. They have pizza by the slice.
Wait, what was it called?
I don't remember what it was called. But
where
was
it?
Next
what
is to, it? It's a pizza pasta place, like right next to Midway Mania.
Okay. Back there. Oh, okay.
In the very, very back, like under the roller coaster.
The opposite side from the Corndog Palace.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Then we try to go to bed early, but those stupid Mickey's Mixed Magic fireworks, we were so close, sounded like they were exploding right outside the door.
That increased your hatred.
It did. Like, I didn't want, like, I was like, I'm ready to go to sleep. And I know what music they're playing with these garbage fireworks right now. The fireworks themselves were fine. There was nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
But I hated them.
Did you have earplugs with you?
I did, but it was already dark. And I was like, well, this will be over in like 5 minutes. Yeah. You know, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
So really the reason we went out there for was the race, right?
Yes.
But as always, you're just trying to get through these things. And it was a half marathon, and it may be my retirement half marathon because I'm getting too old for this and too out of shape for this. Oh, yeah, it should
be. You like the 10-miler.
10 miles is great.
Yeah.
Just a few little things to mention. It's largely like the one at Walt Disney World. The crowds are smaller, and it's all on one long street. And then you do the first 5 miles through the Disneyland Resort. Stood in the corral so long that I had to pee so bad I could barely run the first mile till we got into California Adventure and found a porta potty in a bathroom.
Oh, wow.
And then got going. It was great.
Yeah.
You got literally went around every nook and cranny in both of those parks.
Oh, awesome.
I can show you that. I should show you the map, but it's like the most zigzaggy little thing you've ever seen in your life. And then once you leave, I mean, go a couple miles down this road straight, a couple miles down this road straight, and then you're done. You do 8 miles out in Anaheim, and it is Anaheim.
Yeah.
Like some industrial areas. And the fun part of the race is over, folks, after 5 miles.
They do the fun part at the beginning and then.
Because they got to get the parks open.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I get it, but I would like to go back. I would do the 5K there. They start the 5K on Main Street.
Hmm.
And then end it, like, you know, back out in the parking lot or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you, when you were running all around California Adventure and Disneyland, did you go anywhere that you hadn't been before or you hadn't seen?
Yeah, backstage for sure.
Oh, cool.
Did you have to run up? Was part of it in the parking deck and you just ran up each level and ran around the parking deck?
I would have died. No. There was one really big hill that's bigger than any Disney World hill, though.
Oh, yeah?
Like, out there right after you leave the park. And I was like, this is terrible. I want to be done now. Yeah. I heard people saying later, it was like, yeah, I could have just done the 5 miles and then walk back to the hotel. Like, that's... Then maybe go get my medal later on because it was cool to go through the parks. But I get it. The only cool thing about being outside, you did get to go by where the Anaheim Ducks play. And they had a bunch of inflatable like hockey players and all their employees. A lot of their employees were out there cheering you on and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was really cool. And then you go by the Anaheim Angels baseball stadium and they had a bunch of people out there cheering you on. And then... ambassadors from the Tournament of Roses parade with their big, those ladies with their big hats. They were out there like high-fiving people and stuff.
Does Disney still own the Ducks and the Angels?
Otherwise, they would have had a lot more stuff out there.
Yeah.
There was like a classic car, like people just drove a bunch of their classic cars up there and were sitting next to them and you got to look at them and you take pictures with them you want outside in the parking lot. I was like, eh, great. It's been 9 miles though. I'm ready to get done with this.
I don't want
to
see your old cars.
And we're done. And like post race, it's so small there. There's room to sit for a minute, but then we just walked back to the hotel. And
no Oreos.
I know the snack box was actually really good. Okay. They didn't put those stupid seeds or whatever we got last time. It was the cheese and the
they
chips.
Love that cheese.
And then the Skittles and something, the go-go squeeze and something else.
Yeah.
It was good. I ate the whole thing. It was great.
Bananas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got bananas.
And that, you know, like that day is what we like. That was pretty much the day. We did some stuff at, we ate at Carnation Cafe for dinner that night, just to get something. It was fine, but we were so dead tired at like 7 o'clock or whatever. Like we went back to the room and we were in bed by 9 o'clock, I think, you know.
You had mentioned that the balloon ladies, and these are they're like people walking behind the crowd And they have big pink balloons, right?
So they keep a 16-minute pace. They actually do the race, and that is what you have to keep to stay, to not get picked up. Yep. If you fall behind the balloon ladies, you can be in danger of being picked up in a van and then dropped off somewhere. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Somebody jumps out and puts a hood over you and drags you into the van.
Yes, exactly. What that was? What was your question?
Oh, you said you actually saw them.
For the first
time,
because those long stretches are so long, I saw them for the first time around mile 9, and I got a pep in my step. So my last few miles are pretty fast compared to like 6 through 9. I kind of got tired of this because we're outside of Disneyland. I was like, ugh. But then 9, 10, 11, I did faster, and then 12 and 13, I was just like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Everything hurts. I'm cold. It was terrible. And then I got the stupid medal, and it was great. It was a great accomplishment and all this garbage.
Don't normally see the pink ladies at Disneyland or Disney World.
Yeah.
Because people will just stop and get in a giant line to take a picture with somebody.
Yeah.
But they have a lot more land.
In the halves and the full, you can see them more. Like, I had never seen them before, but you also do a lot more turning and stuff.
That's true.
And there are so many more people a lot of times too.
Yeah.
And so very quickly, I don't have a lot to talk about for the last day because I've talked about it all. Like some of the stuff I might've done on the last day that I already talked about, but just two more things. We ate at Tiana's Palace for lunch on the last Disneyland day.
Tiana's Palace, brought to you by the Florida Project.
Yes. The gumbo was really good.
Oh yeah.
And like,
they have okra in it.
No.
Good.
And like, not just, oh, this is like theme park good. Like, no, this is good. Like, that had a good roux and everything.
Well,
like,
that's good.
And it was a little spicy, but not overly spicy.
You got to get the balance of the spice right.
I was really impressed with it. And I've had a lot of bad, gumbo before.
Was it just chicken and sausage or?
Yeah, it was chicken and andouille.
Andouille. No shrimp.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Good. Good work, Tiana.
That was really good. The cornbread was bad, though. It wasn't warm, if you get cornbread with it.
Was it sweet?
A little sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, one not event. We also got some beignets.
You don't need cornbread with gumbo.
Well, they ask if you want like a bread side, and I was like, yeah, well, you know. The beignets are right there, the Mickey-shaped ones, so we got those two, obviously.
Yep.
That was really good. And the last thing we did, of course, we did more park stuff, but I've already talked about it. We had dinner to finish the trip at Napa Rose at the Grand Californian, and the price was grand. But we did the tasting menu and the wine pairing, and it was amazing. Some of the best food I've ever had. Very pricey, but you know, I can't say, I don't know if it was worth it. Depends on your tastes and everything, but it was super, super fancy. And I love the Grand Californian. I've never been in there. It's so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's the same people that did like the Wilderness Lodge and the Animal Kingdom Lodge?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those two resorts had a baby.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this sounds stupid, but like I walked in the lobby, I'm like, not to be funny, this is grand.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, even the Wilderness Lodge is like, you know, like, oh, that's great, but it's got rustic. This is like rustic but classy.
And the monorail goes through it.
Yeah.
And they have their own entrance to California Adventure.
Yeah, I would love to stay there. We did not stay there. And we went home the next day and I sat in coach because I was out of money. And that is my report.
That sounds like a great trip. And congratulations on the half marathon.
Thank you.
If you'd like to congratulate Will on a job well done, you can email him at info@tfppodcast.com. You can also find him on Instagram, Threads, and Reddit @/TFPpodcast. Or if you want to give him a buck or two, sign up over at Patreon at patreon.com/TFP podcast. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. And that's it. That's all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope.
Ready to go to Disneyland.
All right. Thanks for listening. We will see you real soon.